time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Fort Hays State going through pregame warmups for game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The men's matchup, Northwest coming in 15-7. They're 8-5 in the conference. Fort Hays State 15-6 and 9-4. In conference play, they're tied at the top spot of the MIAA with Central Missouri. Northwest in a tie for fifth. And the conference was really just a game back on the loss side. It's a very tight race in MIAA on the men's side right now.
Yeah, and you think about it, for Hayes, they're in a tie for first just by inches. So you think about that shot last week D'Angelo Haley had to win the game at the buzzer for Northwest. It was just an inch or two short. Had that gone a little bit farther from that right side, Hayes isn't in first place right now. So it's pretty amazing, as much basketball as these teams have played, that it comes down to being a game of inches.
And one thing that has to be a little bit hopeful for Northwest, as you look down going through the pregame warmups, a guy who's been out of the lineup for a couple weeks, and Dylan Starzl, he'll get a chance to play tonight. It's hard to say how effective he'll be right now, but it's nice to see him back in the lineup here.
Well, the one key that he adds, even if he doesn't score any points or doesn't get any rebounds, being out there, Fort Hays State has to be conscious that he's out there and assume that he's going to play like he normally does, even though he likely won't. The second thing that does is it gives Northwest another body to give a breather for the guys inside that have been playing a lot of minutes since Dylan Starzl has been out. So even if he's only out there for, 10, 12 minutes, whatever he's going to get tonight, that's 10 or 12 minutes that Grant Kozad and Kyle Schlate can be over on the sideline taking a breather.
Dennis, Northwest and Fort Hays State. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Fort Hays State. Again, the men going through their pregame warmups. The women just lost a close one, 54-53 to Fort Hays State on the women's side. Maddie, look at this Fort Hays State team. A couple things that really stand out. Inside, they've got a couple guys that are very good at shot blocking. They've got a pretty good little point guard in Craig Nicholson that Northwest will have to watch for.
Yeah, I think Nicholson really is kind of the key to everything. The guys are more effective inside if Nicholson is playing real well. I mean, we saw Northwest have some troubles with Nicholson on the drive, whether it be taking the ball to the hole and shooting or creating for other players. Creating is the thing that he does best, and Northwest is going to have to be conscious of. I think if they can slow down Nicholson just a bit, it'll make it much easier to stop those guys inside.
And I think Fort Hays State right now may be playing as good a basketball as anybody in the MIAA.
Well, yeah, you look at their winning streak, six straight games. It's the longest currently in the MIAA, so that kind of plays out to what you're thinking. And, of course, that includes the one-point win last week, but we'll see how they handle a tight game on the road instead of a tight game at home.
Northwest and Fort Hays State. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
A 2000 business management graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Maurice Huff, played basketball at Northwest for two seasons from 1997 through 99 and says he gained a lot from playing under former Bearcat head basketball coach Steve Tapmeyer.
Coach Tapp had a tremendous impact on my life at that time, just helping me mature as a young man, and just to play under him, and then to get there, play basketball, and actually graduate with my degree in business management was just an awesome experience.
Following graduation, Huff enlisted in the military in 2003 and has had two tours of duty in Iraq and recently returned from a tour of duty in Afghanistan.
I'm a military police officer, and I just love the experience. And that's one of the things that I think basketball kind of prepared me for was I joined the military to gain a little bit more leadership experience. And I think basketball gave me a foundation to build on. I mean, you have to lead at certain times, but you also have to learn how to follow as well. And that's why, like I say, basketball has taught me a lot. My military career, I've currently, in October of this year, it'll be 10 years, so I'm just over 9.5 years. And just plan on, just trying to, make 20 years.
Huff is originally from Bloomington, Illinois, and is currently stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. He recently had a chance to return to the Northwest campus and speak to the Bearcats before one of their games.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame as the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team gets set to face Fort Hays State. Second time in a week you faced the Tigers. This time you get Fort Hays State here at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. It's tough to turn around and play the same team you just played a week ago. It's going to be one of those games as to see who has the most energy, who's mentally tougher, who's made the right adjustments, and it'll be fun. It'll be a fun game.
Last time at Fort Hays State, shot about 56% from the field, I believe. What are some of the things you can do to maybe bring that shooting percentage down a bit tonight?
Not let them score in transition. The same thing, we really tried to do before we went into that game. All they did was score. They literally scored within the first 15 seconds of the shot clock, I want to say about 85 to 90% of the time. And that's just not very good transition defense. And that's something that hopefully we've addressed we'll do a better job tonight.
One of their guys that had a good game a week ago, Brunson, really hurt you offensively. He's one of those guys that creates some problems matching up with.
He does. He's got that little mid-range game, which is non-existent. Most guys don't let their kids shoot mid-range shots because they're not very high percentage. You might as well step back and shoot a three. But for him, he seems to make them at a high clip, and so we're going to have to defend that and then also keep him off the boards. He got a lot of early, easy buckets on the rebounds, and we're going to have to fix that.
And as far as Northwest lineup-wise, Dylan Starzl's been out a couple weeks with that knee injury. What's his status for tonight?
He'll play some tonight. I don't know how much, and I don't know how effective he's going to be, but he's going to start trying to get back in the mix. And we're going to try to find out as early as possible so we can kind of make a decision as to how we're going to play the rest of the game.
Fort Hays has a couple guys that can block some shots inside. What do you do to counter some of that?
Well, the way you counter it is you go inside. If you go into Dylan and Grant, they can't block their shots because they're one-on-one. They don't block that shot. They block when they come and help. And if you're sealing them down there and they're having a fight in the post, well, now they can't roam free and block shots, and that'll take a huge strength away from them.
Look at the last couple weeks of the season, a lot of big basketball games to be played, and a lot of teams that kind of jammed up right there at the top, Northwest right there with all those teams.
Yeah, we're right there. We kind of control our own destiny. I think the top teams play each other enough that they'll beat each other up, and we've got the two top teams at home. So, again, tonight's the most important game. Get back on the winning track and see if we can make a run at this.
And, again, some of the main keys for tonight's game.
Get back on defense and then score. Pretty simple stuff.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University's Wellness Services has launched an interactive website to encourage community-wide healthy living. The new Student Health Initiative for Transformation, or SHIFT, website features tabs delegated to six dimensions of wellness. Health educator Jennifer Kinney Moore says the site is a result of community and campus partners' collaborative efforts.
Focusing on different aspects of wellness, and we're hoping that it's a one-stop shop for everyone to work on their wellness, honestly. It's online, and on the SHIFT website there are a variety of assessments that people can take to kind of determine where their wellness is, and from there, maybe what they want to work on with their wellness, and then there are resources provided for them to work on their wellness. So we have videos where they can work on their physical wellness, their spiritual wellness, intellectual, a variety of aspects. So there's videos, and then there's also resources that take them to other sites.
Kinney Moore says the project is funded by the Healthy Eating Active Living Grant and hopes it makes students and community members more aware and in control of their wellness.
There are simple ways that you can work on your wellness in all dimensions. For example, working on the emotional wellness, just starting to journal every night. Journal out those, write out those stressors and things that you're concerned about or things that you're looking forward to as well can really help with your emotional wellness. So just we want to promote that it's easy for students to work on their wellness and the community, and also provide resources for people to work on that. So we're hoping that that adds a lot to the community and helps people work on their wellness.
The SHIFT website is accessible at www.nwmissouri.edu/wellness/shift, or you can find more information by calling 660-562-1348.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State just a few minutes away from tip-off time. The Bearcat men at 15-7. They're 8-5 in the conference. Fort Hays State 15-6. And they are 9-4 in MIAA play. For the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, a little bit of a change in their starting lineup. Dylan Starzl's been out for 2.5 weeks back in the lineup. 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. And talking with Coach McCollum after our pregame interview, he was contemplating whether or not to start Dylan tonight. But he elected to go ahead and see what Dylan had right off the bat in this one, to see what they had to work with throughout the rest of the ballgame. So Dylan Starzl, after going through his pregame warm-ups with that knee injury, having a chance to get out and see if that knee will hold up during regulation play. He'll be starting inside it for Northwest, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game. And he's been out since the Missouri game in Warrensburg when he hurt his knee trying to take a charge underneath the basket. He'll be joined on the baseline by Grant Kozad, a 6'8 sophomore from Kearney, Missouri. And he's averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. At a guard is Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Matt Wallace at the point, a 5'11 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds. And at the four, D'Angelo Haley, 6'3 junior out of Detroit, Michigan, and Kankakee Community College, averaging 14 points and 5 boards a game. For Fort Hays State, they'll be starting one of the guard spots, Craig Nicholson, a 5'6 freshman out of Wichita, Kansas, leads the MIAA in assists at over 7 per game. He's also first in the conference in assist turnover ratio, 2.6. He's also averaging nearly 14 points and 3 rebounds. He contests all this as a freshman. Also at a guard is Ben Conjusta, a 6'2 senior out of Sydney, Australia, and a transfer from Tennessee Martin, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's also third in the MIAA in three-point shots made per contest, averaging nearly 3 a contest, and leads the MIAA minutes played at just over 34 minutes a game. At a forward is Lance Russell, a 6'5 senior out of Wichita, Kansas, and Cali College in Kansas, averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also at a forward, a guy who really hurt Northwest a week ago, Dwayne Brunson, a 6'7 junior at Queens, New York, and Barton, Kansas Community College, averaging 15 points and 8 rebounds. A contest, one of the leaders in the MIAA, tied for first in the conference in block shots per game. Also inside is Rondell Muget, who averages 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. He also has 44 block shots on the season as well. We'll be back and get set for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State soccer coach Tracy Hosa has announced the signing of 3 high school players and 1 junior college transfer. Alyssa Steens of Maryville and Alexis Taylor of Lincoln, Nebraska will join the Bearcats as freshmen this fall. And Danae Wanatoka of West Des Moines, Iowa enrolled at Northwest for the current spring semester. The lone junior college transfer is Nicole Cronin of Limerick, Ireland, who comes to Northwest from Hutchinson Community College. Hosa says this year's recruiting class will add more skill, speed, and strength in an already competitive roster for the 2013 season.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the starting lineup is about to be introduced as the national anthem has just been completed, performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Marching, or rather, Pep Band for this evening. Well, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, just a few moments ago, there was a moment of silence for a longtime Northwest employee who passed away last week due to complications from cancer, Trudy Jacobson, and a lot of people in the Maryville community and the Northwest community know Trudy very well, and just a very unfortunate thing last week.
Well, even during the women's game tonight, I was looking across the way in that spot that Trudy always sat over there across the way, just next to where the teams come out, and it was just strange not seeing her over there. But yeah, she was diagnosed, I guess, just a month or so ago, and so it wasn't a long battle, but I see her at a ton of basketball, not just Northwest, but her son Danner plays for Maryville High School, and so I've seen her at a lot of Maryville High School games as well. Just an avid fan of basketball and Bearcat and Spoofhound sports. So that definitely a tough loss. Her husband also battling cancer as well. So it definitely has been a disease that has not been kind to a lot of people, but that family definitely dealing with a lot right now.
Good crowd here at Bearcat Arena for this matchup between Northwest and Fort Hays State. And that this should be a very entertaining game for the fans if it's anything like what we saw a week ago in Hays, Kansas.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the one thing I thought about last week is the fact that Hays being so far away that there weren't a lot of Bearcat fans that got the opportunity to enjoy that one in person. So hopefully we see a similar matchup with a two-point difference. You know, one-point win at home for the Cats would be just fine. Win is a win, and of course, they've had a couple of one-point wins here that they've entertained the fans with, and, you know, they would all take another one if the Cats could get a win here tonight.
Yeah, that game last week, a loss, but one that was a well-played game, I think. And obviously, in a game like that, you can point to a few plays here or there that could have made a difference. Now, the loss on Saturday with Washburn may be a little bit of a different case where I think the coaching staff felt they didn't get quite the effort like they have been getting, and they were really disappointed in the play there. But go back to last week's ball game, really not a lot that you can feel bad about with the exception if this wasn't a win.
Yeah, you wonder about Saturday. The frustration from Wednesday may be carrying over as hard as they did work on Wednesday, and to end up short in that ball game, you know, maybe even at a subconscious level, they're just frustrated and didn't have the effort because they felt like they gave so much but still ended up with a loss on Wednesday. But yeah, if we see half of that out of both of these teams tonight, it's going to be a very entertaining ball game.
Coach McCollum electing to start Dylan Starzl here, and one of the things that he was kind of contemplating before the game, wasn't sure whether he was going to start him or not, was that he just decided that he's going to see what Dylan has right off the bat and then see what Northwest has to work with the rest of the game.
Yeah, and another thing to think about too, you know, is he's been warming up and that knee has been moving, and so it's still warm right now. You sit him on the bench for a little bit and then throw him into the game a few minutes into it, that knee may have a tendency to tighten up a little bit and make it a little bit tougher on Dylan.
Starzl at 6'8 will jump center against Rendell Muse. He's a 7-footer. The tip is controlled by Fort Hays State. They'll go from our right to our left. They're dressed in their trailing black uniforms with white numerals trimmed in gold. Northwest in their home whites trimmed in green. Out to the top of the key, a three on the way and knocked down. As Ben Conjusta knocks down the three. He leads the MIAA in three-pointers made, or actually is a third in the conference in three-pointers made, and he knocks down a three early here. Northwest with their first position. Out to the top of the key. He late at the top, goes low left side for Cozad. A bump in line up with a shot over Muse. Too hard. Rebound Haley. The putback won't go. Blocked away by Brunson, and here comes a fast break right side. Conjusta down the right sideline to the right wing. Trying to find Brunson, cutting through, throwing a little bit behind him. Brunson pulls it down. At the top goes right side for Conjusta. Conjusta out to the top of the key to the free throw line. Pulls up with the dribble. Williams on him. Out front left side for Russell. Russell on the left wing. Conjusta trying to get a pick by Muse. Takes the top of the key. Right side is Nicholson. Open the three. Rattles down. A couple of threes to start this game for Fort Hays State. One by Nicholson and one by Conjusta. And it's a 6-0 game. The Tigers in front of Northwest. Out front right side is Haley. Haley at the top of the key. Looks right side for Wallace. Low right side for Starzl, and quickly a foul. Trying to post up with Muse inside. And that's one of the differences. You got Starzl inside, and Muse couldn't keep up with him. This will get Starzl to the free throw line. Actually, the foul on the floor before the shot. So Cats will inbound into the right corner and goes. With it is Williams. Out front to Wallace. Wallace free throw line left. It goes out front for Cozad. Low left side for Starzl. Posting up Muse. Fadeaway jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped out to Starzl. He'll give it to Wallace, and the Cats set up the offense. Off the right side, Haley in front of the Fort Hays State bench. Dribbles to the right baseline. Underneath the bucket as he drives. He gets called for the travel, trying to pivot on Lance Russell on the turnover. We'll give it to Fort Hays State. And kind of a rough start for the Bearcats.
Yeah, but on the other end, Fort Hays State shooting threes, obviously hitting their first two. Maybe they'll just get them out of the way early, and then Northwest will be able to not worry about it later in the game.
Russell to Brunson between the circles, right side Conjusta. Northwest in man-to-man defense, left side Russell trying to go low, does. And Brunson up a shot blocked away, but it wasn't a foul. That double team, the Cozad and Starzl. And the foul coming up on Starzl, that will be his first. Brad Ferry along with John Moore and Trent Lovewell, the officials for tonight's game. And this will send Brunson to the free throw line. He's an 82% shooter on the year from there, 49 of 60. The first of two is good. Leads Fort Hays State in scoring and rebounding, second in the conference in field goal shooting percentage. Tied for first in the MIAA in block shots, third in defensive boards. He's just a strong ball player, a junior out of Queens, New York. His second free throw is good. And it's an 8-0 Fort Hays State lead in front of Northwest. Cats fans still standing, waiting for the first bucket out of Northwest. Wallace between the circles from our left to our right. Dribbles right side. Bounce pass right corner for Williams. Low right side for Starzl. Up with a shot and another foul. And this one will go on to Fort Hays State. And he called Andrew Victoria, and that will be his first foul.
We saw Victoria last week, but only for a few minutes. He's another guy battling a knee injury, his right knee, and he just was not moving well at all last Wednesday, so we didn't see a lot out of him.
Starzl at the free throw line, knocks down the first free throw. Victoria in the game in place of Rondell Mouget, who picked up a quick foul and got sent to the bench. Haley to the sideline, and into the ball game, Alex Sullivan for Northwest. Free throw by Dillon on the way. Good. Nothing but net. So he knocks down both free throws. And it's a six-point game. Northwest trailing 8-2, 18:04 left in the first half. Into the front court. Nicholson between the circles. Looks right side to Justin. Now out front for Victoria. Quick pass left side for Russell. Now to Nicholson in front of the Bearcat bench. Takes it left. Pulls up the dribble. Guarded by Williams. Bounce pass knocked loose. Picked up. Now it's controlled now by Fort Hays State. They get it to Brunson. Low left side. Ball pinballed around. Nicholson came up with it. Then found Brunson in the blocks. And makes it a 10-2 game. Fort Hays in front of Northwest. Into the front court. Left side. Wallace. Now to Sullivan out front. Looks left side on the wing. Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Through the lane. Into the right baseline. Gets it to Kozad, who knocks down the 15-foot jumper. Now a 10-4 ball game, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Out front, Nicholson looks on the left side, Conjusta to the top of the key. Right side pass stolen, anticipating that pass was Williams on the break, into the front court, through the lane, a bump, and he's fouled out. So he went driving toward the bucket. Let's see if they're going to call it on the shot or on the floor. Foul coming up on Conjusta, and that'll be his first foul. It's going to be on the floor, so Northwest will inbound baseline left. Marty Mandel into the ball game. Northwest to inbound baseline left. Ball is looking for someone to inbound. Finally gets it right side for Kozad on the baseline. With the dribble. Pulls up. Kicks it out top of the key. Williams a three on the way. Grazes the front of the rim. Andrew Victoria with the rebound for Fort Hays State. Allen Nicholson down the lane, gets caught up in there, gets called for a travel going through the lane. Got caught up there, really had nowhere to go with it, and the travel gives it to Northwest. Schlake into the game now for Northwest as Starzl will go to the sideline. 10-4 game, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. Wallace walks the ball across the timeline as he gets to midcourt. Will be picked up by Nicholson, dribbles left side, and finds Sullivan. Out front right side for Williams, who drives through the lane. Dishes baseline left for Kozad. A move to the bucket on the left side. Off the glass and good. Grant Kozad with 4 points early in the game. 16-32 left in the first half. Northwest down by four. Right side is Lance Russell. Out of Victoria. Cross court left side finds Conjusta. Free throw line, Russell. Gets a pick by Victoria. Dribbles to the right side. Loses his footing. Ball ricochets off of Schlake, who picks it up, and it'll belong to Northwest on the break. Wallace into the front court. Guarded by Nicholson. Drives free throw line. Left side for Williams. He'll drive to the free throw line now. Back left side on the wing for Sullivan. Sullivan through the lane. Off balance and a whistle coming up here and a foul. Stumbled just a little bit as he went trying to drive through the lane. Gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. And the first team foul on the Bearcats. Brunson back into the game for Fort Hays State. Also, Wendell goes to the sideline and Russell to the bench. And in for Fort Hays State will be Carson Conradi, a 6'3 junior out of Spearville, Kansas. Cast down by Fort. They never left in this first half. 15:58 left in the half. High post Brunson with it at the elbow. Gives a right wing for Nicholson. A fadeaway three. Rattles down. Takes off that right side. Knocks down the three. And it's now a 13-6 lead for the Tigers. Into the front court for Northwest goes Wallace. To the right side. A bounce pass to Williams, who couldn't handle it. It goes off his shoulder out of bounds. And the ball belongs to Fort Hays State. Williams will go to the sideline. Connor Crooker into the game for the Cats. 13-6, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. 15:33 left in the first half. Nicholson in the front court off the right side. Tries to dribble through a double team, lost the handle on it. It's picked up by Kirker for Northwest. On the break, through the lane as he drives. We've got a foul the other way, and this one will go on Northwest and Matt Wallace.
Yeah, that's just not a smart foul there by Wallace, running down the floor next to Carson Conradi and just gave him a little bit of an elbow right in front of the official, and Connor Crooker was going to have a one-on-one opportunity either way.
13-6, Fort A State in front of Northwest. Nicholson in the front court to Conradi on the right side. Out front, Brunson. Guarded by Crozet. Hands off on the left wing for Nicholson. Trying to work through a pick to Brunson. High post left for Brunson. Right side for Conjusic. The top of the key sets up. Wants the three over Sullivan off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Mike Luce controlled by Brunson for Fort A State. We'll give it to Nicholson. Northwest trailing 13-6. Nicholson in front of the scorer's table off that left side with the dribble. And we'll go right side through the lane to the baseline in a double team with Cozad and Wallace. Kicks it out front right side. Brunson, the long jumper off the front of the rim. No rebound tap by Crooker. Picked up by Wallace. Back to Crooker into the front court right side. Northwest this first half from our left to our right. Pass into the lane. Finds Slake. Fade away. Won't go as he tried to post up and a foul as Slake knocked to the floor. And this foul coming up on Rendell Mouget. That's his second, team's fourth, breaking the action. 14:32 left in the first half. Fort Hays State 13, Northwest 6. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Fort Hays State 13-6. Cats have never led in this one. A couple of quick threes. I got Fort Hays State out to the early lead, but Northwest trying to battle back here. And back in the ballgame for the Bearcats, Dylan Starzl got the start, his first action in about 2.5 weeks. Out on the lineup along with Sullivan. Also to inbound is Kyler Erickson. Erickson got 17 points in the second half Saturday with Washburn. Tries to get the inbound, but it goes off Starzl out of bounds, and it will belong to Fort Hays State. Sullivan, Kirker, Erickson, Starzl, and Funk on the floor for the Cats following this timeout. In Northwest down 13-6. In the front court right side, Nicholson to the right baseline. Goes low with it for Brunson. Pivots and goes up with a shot and knocks it down. Brunson, one of those guys who's dangerous both inside and out on the perimeter. 15-6. The Tigers in front of Northwest. Sullivan right side for Crooker. Crooker dribbling into a trap out front. Goes right wing for Erickson. Erickson with one dribble. Cross court left side for Crooker. Pulls up the dribble inside the arc, out between the circles, Erickson. Line the back with the dribble. Right side for Crooker on the wing to the free throw line right. Takes the left-handed jumper and misses the shot. Rebound up the head of Conradi. Controls it and will give it to Nicholson. Fort Hays from our right to our left. Nicholson pulls up top of the key for Brunson. One dribble, right side Conradi. Between the circles, looks left side Conjusta. Trying to go low post does Victoria. Now brings back left side Conjusta. Cross court right side Conradi into the right corner Nicholson. High post right Victoria lobs it. Tipped out of bounds by Funk. It will belong to Fort Hays State. Good job by Funk coming over on the help side, leaping up and knocking pass that was intended for Brunson out of bounds. 15-6, Northwest Missouri State trails. 13:25 left in the half. Nicholson baseline right lobs inbound to Victoria near the right sideline. Guarded by Starzl. Couple guys fighting some knee injuries this season. Hand off right side for Nicholson. Drive stops, pops from seven off the front of the rim. Rebound Conradi. The put back off the glass on the left side. Good. And it's a 17-6 Tiger lead over Northwest. Kyler Erickson into the front court left side. handling the point duties. Goes right side for Crooker. Drives to the right baseline. In the lane, his dribble knocked loose, controlled by Brunson. Comes up with the steal, and out of the right side goes to Nicholson. Accelerates through the lane. The runner on the way, blocked by Funk, but the putback on the right side. Showing the play was Brunson, who knocks it in. And a 19-6 Fort Hays State lead over Northwest. Erickson in the front court, right side. Join the circles, accelerates through the lane. Dishes baseline left for Funk. Drives, dishes right side to Starzl. Opening the blocks off the right side, knocks it down, and we've got a timeout as Fort Hays State coach Mark Johnson is not happy with one of his players. Andrew Victoria is getting an earful coming over to the sideline.
Yeah, and Victoria still doesn't look like he's moving real well. He's moving better than he was last Wednesday, but not as good as he probably should.
19-8, Northwest trails Fort Hays State. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest down 19-8. But Matt, you look at some of the stats here. One that stands out, Fort Hays State shooting lights out, 7 of 10 right now.
Yeah, and, you know, they've got a few threes out of that as well. And you just got to think that that's going to cool down at some point. So as long as Northwest can be within striking distance when they start to cool down. Northwest not playing terrible right here. Hayes just hitting everything.
Nick Capitai into the game during that breaking action. Also checking back in, Lance Russell for Fort Hays State to Conjuice on the right. Haley in for the Cats, and it's Kozad. Now pass goes left side for Capitai, trying to drive to the lane before he did. Did a little bit of a shoulder shrug and a move and gets called for the travel. And the turnover gives it to Northwest. 19-8. Cats trailing Fort Hays State. Matt Wallace back into the game. He's at the point looking at a 2-3 zone out of Fort Hays, which opened up in man-to-man. Out top the key, Wallace, right side for Funk. At the elbow on the right for Kozad. Baseline right for Starzl. Drives, blocked in out of bounds by Victoria. It'll belong to Northwest. Victoria with his 7th block shot of the season. This is a Fort Hays State team that can be intimidating inside with Roger with 44 blocks and Brunson with 45 on the year. Inbound all the way up front, left side. Funk between the circles. Looks left side for Haley. Haley, free throw line for Kozad. Top of the key for Wallace. Free throw line left. Now to Kozad out front. Right side on the wing for Funk. Shot clock's at 8. Left side for Haley. Haley on the perimeter. Hooks the pass. Trying to go baseline with it. Ball pinballs inside for Haley. 2 on the shot clock. Ball controlled by Conradi. And it is picked up by Fort Hays State. On the break, Conjuice to the right wing. Out front, Russell. Now to Victoria. Trailing on the play. Left wing pass, Capitai. Chased by Funk. Going out between the circles. Wants to drive right side, pulls up, lobs out front, controlled by Conjuice, who gets a screen, takes the top of the key into the right corner for Capitai. Out of Conjuice, 12 on the shot clock for Fort Hays State. Conjuice, right side for Russell, wants the 3 over Kozad, nothing but that.
3-point field goal, Lance Russell.
Russell with his first 3 of the game, and that's his 31st of the season, Fort Hays State right now. 4 of 4 on 3-point attempts. At the free throw line, Kozad trying to go down the lane with it. Kicks it back out top for Wallace with a shot fake drive. Now left corner pass goes to Funk. Skips it over the zone for Haley. Low right side for Starzl. Now he skips it out front. Left side for Funk with 13 on the shot clock. Haley between the circles. Left side for Wallace. Shot clock down to 6. Wallace crossover dribble. Pulls up. Launches the 3 out front. Too hard. Fight for the board. Kozad with the rebound. The put back. Won't go, and the rebound as it rolls off the rim goes to Victoria for Fort Hays State.
And Kozan was hammered with no call there.
22-8, Northwest trails. Conradi on the left side, between the circles, looks on the left for Russell on the wing. Turns, faces the bucket, drives on Kozad, gives the ball up to Conradi in the left corner. He'll dribble to the left wing. Out front between the circles, Conjuice. Dribbles right, gets a screen by Victoria. Down the lane he goes, drives on Starzl, blocks it away, and is picked up by Wallace for Northwest. Starzl with his 18th block of the season. On the break, Haley down the lane, and a whistle and a foul. Knocked to the floor. And this one will go on Fort Hays State, and Nick Capitai will pick up his first. 9:59 left in the half. Northwest trailing Fort Hays State 22-8. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University is one of 55 sites throughout the state hosting FAFSA Frenzy to assist future and current college students who are seeking assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. The FAFSA is the first step all students must take to obtain financial assistance to attend college. The Northwest event will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 17th in Colden Hall, room 1200. Parking is available in the faculty lot on the northeast corner of the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building.
22-8, Northwest Missouri State trailing Fort Hays State. Tigers right now continue to be red hot from the field. They're 8 of 12 overall and 4 of 4 from three-point range, also 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Northwest, on the other hand, shooting 27%, 3 of 11. Cats 2 of 2 at the line.
Wouldn't be surprised at that shooting by Hayes if we were in Gross Coliseum, but it's a little bit different here. You wouldn't think they'd be shooting that well.
Haley goes to the free throw line, shooting 2, fouled before the timeout, as trying to finish off a fast break. His free throw is good. Haley on the year, 65% shooter at the line. 22-9, Northwest Missouri State trails. Second free throw, good. So Haley knocks down both free throws. 12-point game, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Into the front court off of the left side. Nicholson between the circles. Dribbles right side. Freshman off that right, drives on Funk. Tries to go nice, pass low, left side, gets it to Brunson as he threaded the needle and the lane. Brunson in the blocks off that left side, comes up with it. He's already in double figures with 10. 24-10, Northwest Missouri State trails. 14 points, the largest margin for Fort Hays State. Goes at in left corner for Funk. Fakes right, goes left on the baseline into a double team. Now to Sullivan, wants the three. Good, nothing but net. Alex knocks down the three off that left side. Last week's game with Fort Hays State didn't shoot from outside at all. It's a 24-13 game, Northwest Missouri State down. Nicholson to the top of the key. Conradi on the right wing. Bounce pass right side on the baseline for Russell. Tries on Kozad. Through the lane, Kozad trying to go for the black ball. Still went up and rolled in. Strong move to the bucket by Lance Russell. 26-13, Fort Hays State in front. Walk between the circles. Again, a 2-3 zone out of Fort Hays State. Haley, cross-court left side for Sullivan. Back to Haley on the right wing. At the elbow on the right side for Kozad. One dribble gives it to Sullivan. Cross-court left side for Funk. Through the lane. Trying to kick it out front. Ball knocked away by Kapitai. Now stolen away by Haley. Drives the lane and a collision inside. This will be a foul on Fort Hays State once again. This time on Dwayne Brunson. Will pick up his first. 16 foul on Fort Hays State. This will get Haley back to the free throw line. Northwest trailing 26-13. 8:40 left in the first half. Free throw by D'Angelo rims out. Northwest on the season at the free throw line. They've seen their free throw shooting percentage increase the last few weeks. They're up to 70.6% at the line. That's good for ninth in the conference. Second free throw good. And a 26-14 game, Northwest Missouri State trails. Nicholson in the front court left side to the top of the key. Hooks the pass on the left wing for Russell. Left open, wants the three, rims around out. Rebound, Haley inside for the Cats. And he'll clear it out himself across the timeline, left to right to the top of the key. Sets up, wants the three off the front of the rim. No, and Brunson with the rebound for Fort Hays State. Now the right side, Nicholson accelerates down the lane into the right corner, Conradi. Drives on Sullivan, out near the free throw line, back right wing for Nicholson. Through the lane he goes, off the left side, slides, goes low left side for Russell, does a windmill type of move to the right side and then lays it up off the glass, one go, ball out of bounds, belongs to Fort Hays State. Kanjusta back into the game and Kapitai to the sideline. 26-14, Northwest Missouri State trails. Nicholson baseline right near the right corner to try to inbound, does as it goes out front for Russell. So they'll hand off to Nicholson, and the Tigers set up the offense. Out near the timeline. Nicholson to the right wing, to the right baseline. Stops, pops off the glass too hard, and the fight for the board goes out of bounds. Northwest, and Alex Sullivan and D'Angelo Haley try to go up for the rebound. It goes off with Sullivan out of bounds. It's unfortunate there wasn't anybody inside from Fort Hays State to try to come up with the rebound.
Yeah, those are the kind of mistakes you can't be making down by 12.
Nicholson inbound, baseline right, gets it to Conradi, back to Nicholson in the right corner. Chased by Funk to the free throw line. Pulls up left to the lane. Cross court right side. Conradi on the wing. Over Haley. Three-pointer won't go. And the rebound, Williams. Comes away with the rebound for Northwest. Bryson to the top of the key. Left side for Funk trailing on the play. Now back out to Bryson near the timeline. Northwest sets up the offense. Left side for Haley. Now to the free throw line. Funk dribbles into the left baseline. Now brings it left side for Haley. To the free throw line for Williams. Williams out front left for Sullivan. Thought about the three. Now back to Williams right side. Free throw line right. Takes the jumper and rims out. Rebound inside. Conradi falls to the floor with a collision. And a foul coming up on Northwest as Grant Kozad will pick up the foul. That's his first. Fourth team foul on Northwest. Fort A State will inbound and take it the length of the floor from our right to our left. But they need somebody to inbound.
Well, Conradi lost a strap that he's got on his knee, so he picks it up and gets it back on before inbounding.
26-14, Northwest Missouri State trailing. 7-12 left in the first half. Across the timeline, Nicholson to the left wing, Conradi. Out of a double team, hooks the pass baseline left, Brunson with the jumper from 14-0, and the rebound pulled away by Kozad for Northwest. To Haley, right sideline for Sullivan. Baseline right for Funk, finding Kozad, cutting through the lane, but stripped out of his hands by Nicholson, falls to the floor, tries to scoop the pass to Russell, will get called for the travel, and the ball will go right back to Northwest. Connor Kirkert into the ball game, and Haley goes to the sideline. Northwest inbound on the far side in their front court. Cats trying to cut into a 12-point deficit. With 6:51 left in the half. Now Dylan Starzl back on the floor, and going to the sideline will be Tyler Funk. So Coach McCollum going to his bench frequently here in this first half. Almost everyone on the roster, I believe, except for Lyle Harris, has been into the ballgame. Free throw line is Starzl. Left side for Williams. Drives the baseline. Finds Kozad cutting through the lane. Lays it up and in over Brunson. Grant Kozad with 6 points and the lead down to 10. 6:34 left in the first half. Across the timeline on the left side, Nicholson. Goes to Conjustin. Out from Brunson. Right side, Conradi. Bounce pass. Finds Conjustin. Back to Conradi. Right side for Nicholson. To Russell on the right wing. Out front, Conjustin. Cross court left side for Nicholson. Shot clock's at 13. Drives now to Conradi to the top of the key. Out front left for Nicholson once again. Shot clock down to 5. Nicholson through the lane trying to force the pass. Knocked away by Kozad. Picked up by Russell. Up with a shot and a foul. And this one will go on Northwest. And Bryson Williams will pick up the foul. That's his first. This will get Nicholson to the free throw line. Fifth team foul on Northwest. Nicholson, a 76% shooter on the year, 85 of 112 as he goes to the line, and his free throw bounds in. 7 points for Nicholson. Victoria in, and Conradi to the free throw line. One more free throw for Craig Nicholson. The freshman's free throw is nothing but net this time. 28-16, Northwest Missouri State trailing with 6 minutes left in the half. Connor Crooker into the front court. Guarded by Nicholson, as Fort A State back to the man-to-man defense. Out front, Sullivan. And he has the ball knocked out of his hands by Conjusta, and he'll take it across the midcourt left side. Pulls up the dribble, Sullivan all over him. Now left side for Nicholson, into a double team. Pulls up his dribble, finds Victoria high post left. He hands off and goes off of the hip of Nicholson. Chases it into the backcourt, and the over and back will go to Northwest. 28-16, Fort A State in front of Northwest.
We're seeing a lot of silly mistakes in this game that we weren't seeing in the game last week.
Yeah, really by both teams. 28-16, though, Fort A State in front. Crooker into the front court to the top of the key. Looks left side for Sullivan. Mouse pass low left for Starzl. Trying to post up with Victoria. Spins left by him. Victoria will commit the foul as Starzl gets it to fall as he knocks it off the glass and we'll get a chance to get to the free throw line. Nice strong move to the bucket by Starzl. Victoria picking up the free throw, the foul, that's his second. And two guys hobbled by knee injuries, posting up against each other, and that time Starzl got the best of Victoria. Starzl trying to make it a three-point trip down the floor, and he does as he knocks down the free throw. 28-19, Fort A State in front of Northwest. Nicholson at midcourt, met by Williams. Dribbles left side on the left wing, Lance Russell. Hooks the pass to Brunson. Low left. He'll bring it out front. Porkins just a touch pass right side to Nicholson on the wing. Bounce pass. High post right for Brunson. Now to Russell on the wing. Takes the jumper too hard. Rebound Northwest. Sullivan clears it, and he'll take it down the floor from our left to our right. Pulls up. Finds cutting through the lane. Kozad, whose shot is blocked out of bounds by Brunson. And long to Northwest. Breaking the action. 4:57 left in the first half. Fort Hays State 28, Northwest 19. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Bearcats down by 9 with 4:57 left in the first half, 28-19. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, as you mentioned, it's been a lot different type of ballgame than what we saw a week ago.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, both teams just not playing as clean a basketball as what we saw a week ago. And I think Northwest probably making a few more mistakes here in this first half. But just overall, it's just not at the same intensity level that we saw in Hayes.
Slake back into the ballgame for Northwest as Cricker will inbound. Gets the baseline right side for Williams. He'll bring it back out, and Northwest will set up the offense. 24 on the shot clock. Left side, Cricker. Find Sullivan. Sullivan, cross-court right side for Williams, into the right corner, Cricker. Cricker with the dribble out front, pulls up, cross-court left for Sullivan, shot clock at 13. Out of Williams, top of the key, to the free throw line, trying to go low with it, knocked away by Brunson, and he'll control. Fort Hays with it, the front court right side, Nicholson. Top of the key, through the lane, pulls up, lobs it out front, Conjusta. Left side on the wing, Nicholson. Cross-court right side, Conjusta. Gets a screen by Brunson. Now tries to give it back to Brunson, but picking up the pass is Russell on the right wing. Drives free throw line. Out front left side, Conjusta. Now to Nicholson, out between the circles. Shot clock under 10 as Nicholson near the timeline. Sets up to go one-on-one with Williams. Free throw line through the lane to the bucket. Drives it up and in. Strong move to the bucket by the freshman and lays it up. And in goes into double figures, and it's a 30-19 Tiger lead over the Bearcats. Kirker off the left wing. Hands off to Sullivan. Cross court right side, Williams. Now back to Kirker as Northwest will run some clock here with 3:45 left, trailing 30-19. Out front, Williams at the top of the key. Right side is Kirker. Low post right side for Starzl. Ball fake in. A double team kicks it back out to Kirker. The free throw line takes the jump over Nicholson. Rims out right. Rebound in lane. Brunson clears it for Fort Hays State. On the break, left side Russell through the lane. Drives, and a little right-handed push shot is good. Lance Russell with 7 points. 32-19, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest, and Coach Ben McCullum for the Cats wants the timeout. Try to slow this momentum by Fort Hays State.
This is a game that's on the verge of potentially getting out of hand here in the first half for Northwest, and focus has to be for the last 3 minutes, similar to what we saw a week ago or a week or so ago, where they just got to get it down to single digits and just not have a double-digit deficit going into the halftime locker room. And it's going to take a little bit of work. Hayes continues to shoot the ball real well. Northwest has just got to cut down on their mistakes if they want to cut into this Hayes lead.
32-19, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. Kozad will inbound following the timeout. Matt Wallace on the floor with Crooker, Starzl, and Sullivan. And Wallace will handle the point duties. Into the front court. Gives it to Kozad out front and left. Out on the perimeter. Finds left side Crooker. Takes it to the free throw line. Now high left for Starzl. Right side for Crooker. Crooker left side for Wallace. Cross court right side for Sullivan. He's guarded by Conjusta. Behind the back with the dribble. Near the timeline, Wallace. 10 on the shot clock. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Wallace. Crossover dribble down the lane on Nicholson to the bucket. Fade away is too hard off the left side and rebound pulled away by Marty Wendell for Fort Hays State. On the alley, Conjusta. Out top of Key Wendell. Right side Kanjusta on the wing. 2:36 left in the half. Nicholson, right side. Holds it, now backpedals with the dribble near the timeline. 15 on the shot clock, drives on Crooker, kicks a baseline right, Wendell, out front Kanjusta, left side for Russell. Sets up, wants the three in front of the Bearcat bench, nothing but net. Russell with his second three of the game. He had one from the far right side, then this time drains it from the left, and a 35-19 Fort Hays State lead. Crozat on the left side for Sullivan, out front Starzl. Looks right side Crooker. Now to Wallace at the top of the key. One dribble, bounce pass high left for Starzl. Kicks it back to Wallace, right side on the wing. Crooker with the three, won't go, and the rebound Kanjusta. Northwest continues to struggle from the field, while Fort Hays State shooting well from the field. Fort Hays State at 57% so far. Left side Kanjusta. Now gives it to Andrew Victoria between the circles for Russell. And they tried to get the ball out near the timeline for Nicholson. It was tipped away by Wallace, picked up by Nicholson in the backcourt. He'll take it back front court. Nine on the shot clock. In the left corner with the pass. Now back to Nicholson. Takes it from Kanjusta. Ball in the lane, tipped away by Cosette. Outlet, though, thrown away. Picked up by Russell as they're trying to work the fast break. Russell will bring it back from our right to our left, but a timeout by Fort Hays State. With 1:13 left in the half, and Northwest down 35-19.
And there another mistake by Northwest. He's getting a little bit too antsy, and Wallace, even if he does catch that pass, has got two defenders down there, doesn't have numbers to get a good look at the bucket anyway, so just keep the possession, get down and get something set up.
While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Fort Hays State right now on a 7-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 38 seconds. During that time frame, Northwest has gone 0-4 from the field. 35-19, Northwest Missouri State trailing the Tigers. Fort Hays State with the inbound. Nicholson in the front court, met by Wallace. Dribbles right side. Bounce pass to the right wing for Kanjusta. Between the circles, Russell. Left side is Conradi. Between the circles, picked up by Haley. Now front for Nicholson near the timeline, and a whistle coming up. And it looks like that knee strap that you're talking about with Conradi that fell off earlier, just to fill off his right knee, and the official picks it up and hands it to the head coach, Mark Johnson.
Yeah, Coach Johnson said, get rid of that thing. Didn't even want him to put it back on.
35-19, Fort Hays State in front, Nicholson on the left side. Stutter step now drive through the lane, blocked away by Starzl. A nice clean block as it goes out of bounds. And Starzl looks like he may have taken an elbow to the nose or the face as Nicholson went up with that layup. Ball will belong to Fort Hays State. Starzl picking up his 18th block of the season. One of the officials comes over and asks Dylan if he's okay. He shakes his head yes, and Nicholson will inbound baseline left. Gets the inbound to Conradi on the left wing. Spins, takes the jumper with one on the shot clock. Won't go. Rebound Cozad for Northwest. Alice to Wallace. 37 seconds left in the half. Wallace between the circles. Looks at a 2-3 zone this time out of Fort Hays State. On the right side, Haley. Out front for Wallace. Left side for Sullivan. Now to Wallace. Free throw line finds Starzl. Back to Wallace. And a whistle on another official's timeout here.
And it looks like Starzl is bleeding, so they're going to make him head over to the sideline. I think it's coming from his mouth.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, we get Bryson Williams up and into the ball game for Northwest. 24.3 seconds left in the half. 19 on the shot clock as Northwest will inbound. And the inbound baseline left. A little bit of jostling going on between the two teams as they try to set up to get ready for this inbound off the left side of the lane. Now, after all that, they spread out in the Northwest inbound. Wallace into the left corner for Haley. Haley wants to drive to the baseline, cut off by Russell. Now takes it through the lane and some contact as he went driving through the lane. This foul will be on Fort Hays. This will go on Dwayne Brunson. That'll be number two on Brunson. Eighth team foul on Fort Hays State. And it gets Haley back to the free throw line where he's 3-4 from there this evening. Trying to cut into the Fort Hays State lead. Free throw good. 35-20. Northwest down.
Coming in for the Bearcats, 20, Tyler Funk.
Funk into the game, and Kozad goes to the sideline. 15-point game right now. The largest lead for Fort Hays State's been 16. Haley eyes the bucket, and his free throw good. 35-21, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. Nicholson into the front court on the right side. Goes right wing, Conradi. High post right for Russell, trying to force the pass low, getting it to Brunson, leads him too far. It goes out of bounds, doesn't belong to Northwest. So Cats will inbound. 3.9 seconds left in the half, and Northwest down 35-21. Inbound comes to Haley. Haley at midcourt, dribbles free throw line, and lost the handle on the ball, and won't get the shot off. As the buzzer will sound, and that'll be the end of the first half. And a rough first half for Northwest as Fort Hays State will go into the locker room with a 35-21 lead over the Bearcats. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing Fort Hays State 35-21. And Matt Gwitter, this Fort Hays State team got off to a quick start, knocking down a couple threes, and they've never looked back.
Yeah, and to their credit, they've just continued to pour it on. They hit their first 4 3-point attempts that they took in this ball game, and then just shot very well the entire half from outside. You thought that it would end up falling off as the half went on. It really didn't. They were over 50% from the field overall and 5 of 9 from three-point range, which is just unheard of to see a team do that on the road.
Well, Northwest is down by 20 against Northeastern State. Came back to win it here a couple weeks ago. Down by 16 in the first half of this one. It's nothing for them, right?
Yeah, that's right. If they get rid of the mistakes, a lot of little mistakes by Northwest in that first half, they're going to have to raise their intensity level as well. And if they can do that, yeah, they can win this ball game. But because Hayes cannot shoot that well in the second half. It's just not going to happen, especially if Northwest steps it up defensively and really gets better pressure on the basketball. I think they've got a chance to still win this one.
Yeah, I think that's the key, getting a little bit better pressure on the Fort Hays State. You look at the last meeting last week, Fort Hays ended up shooting nearly 56% for the game, and that's their highest total of the year. So they're a little bit under that right now, but they just need to make Fort Hays State work a little bit more for some of their shots.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Nicholson has been a little bit of a key. He's been doing some driving and some kicking and things like that, but they've got to keep him from becoming a bigger part of this ball game.
35-21, the score at the half, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. Earlier this evening, it was the Fort Hays State women with a 1-point win over Northwest, 54-53. When we come back, Matt will talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women, Mark Kellogg, about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 35-21, Fort Hays State men with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Sean mentioned a little earlier this evening a one-point loss for the Northwest women to Hays. And joining us now is Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. And, Coach, I know they've all been frustrating, but this one really so, because there were some opportunities late in this ball game once again.
Yeah, those kind of losses hurt more than when you get blown out by 30 or lose by 10 or anything like that. Those are... they're heartbreakers. That's the toughest one we've had, and we've had a lot where we've had chances. You know, I mean, we gave ourselves chances, I guess, at least in the last few minutes, where the last few games we've been getting down about 9 minutes and not being able to even get close late, so maybe that was a step in the right direction. But, you know, I mean, obviously the missed free throw, but there, I mean, we missed a lot of free throws before that. We had a lot of turnovers, missed blockouts, so, you know, it never comes down to one possession, but, yeah, you put yourself in a position to win and you don't find a way. It's pretty frustrating.
Yeah, I know a lot of people might look at Monique Stevens there at the end. That's a unique situation. You might get players that have to hit one or two to tie or take the lead, but to have three opportunities, she got the first two to go down. You don't get into that situation very often.
Yeah, no, and usually the first one's the hardest one.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get in the rhythm, and then, you know, they called timeout. I don't know if that iced her really or not. You know, but it just, the disappointing part is that it came down to that, and it came down to us having to get fouled. I mean, she made a great play just to get to the free throw line, you know, and it just shouldn't come to that. We were up three with two and a half, 220, somewhere in through there, and just we had no offensive rhythm. We couldn't turn them over to get any easy offense. I thought we did a pretty good job defensively, and we were much better on their bigs tonight than we were at their place a week ago. So, I mean, we took some steps, and I was proud of them from that standpoint. But, you know, the next step, there's just no doubt in my mind, is finding ways to win. And we're showing that we can play with teams. I mean, they're 17-5. Hayes is 17-5. That's, I guess, a really good basketball team. And, you know, moving forward, I think that's good for us because we're that close. But we're just not there yet, and there still is a big step to get to get to that level, and we're battling it right now. We're battling really hard.
You said you did better against the bigs tonight. What did you see different tonight than what you saw last Wednesday?
Well, I just thought we were more aggressive from the beginning. Not as aggressive probably as we should have been. Maggie was not for about 25 minutes, and then she finally got a little bit more aggressive. And, you know, I tell them, I don't really care if your shot gets blocked. If you're making a great move, usually it gets blocked right back to you, and then you go through them, and a lot of times you end up at the free throw line. You know, they block it out of bounds and we still get possession, you know. So I just wanted to see him being a little bit more aggressive. We just, yeah, there just wasn't a lot of rhythm. And their length has something to do with that, without a doubt. But late, we just didn't execute again late, gave up the big rebound, you know, to put them up three instead of maybe just being a one-point game. So little stuff that we got to figure out how to execute.
Yeah, that was the one thing, is you had one, two, and I think you even got up to a three-point lead there in the last 5 minutes. So when we talk opportunities, you know, it's more than just the free throws or even that rebound at the end. It kind of started a little bit earlier in that for you.
Well, you go all the way back to the first half and the foul trouble we were in. Yeah, I mean, those are issues, you know. We had two bigs in foul trouble. Lexus is in foul trouble. Maggie's in foul trouble. Playing Timber with a couple fouls, which you normally try not to do. So, yeah, going down three at halftime was an issue. You know, we should have been better than that. Maybe we should have had the lead. So it's a lot still for us. It's still trying to get close to 40 minutes and playing and being really, really good. And not ordinary, but extraordinary. And that's kind of the next step for us, is a lot of what we do is gets to be a little ordinary sometimes. They were really getting some 50-50 balls. We got outworked there for moments of the second half. And that's the stuff that if we're right now, we've got to be extraordinary in those categories. And we're just not consistently over 40 minutes. We show flashes. Our kids do play hard, so I don't fault them for that. They're just those little types of plays that define winning and losing, you know. And when it's 1 point, you go through 40 minutes and find a heck of a lot of plays that swayed that game one way or the other.
playing hard, being so close so many times so far this year. Is confidence a little bit of a concern right now for you with the team?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to see. You know, adversity reveals character, I think, is how that saying goes. So we're going to find out. You know, Saturday will probably reveal a lot. And I told him, this one, if this one doesn't hurt, then I worry about you from the other standpoint. This one should hurt, but we'll regroup. I mean, I say we get 24 hours. When we get back together tomorrow afternoon for practice or film, whatever we end up doing, then we got to start getting over it, you know. And maybe it's watch the film and then put it behind us after we watch the film. But yeah, we don't. I mean, you can't sit around and feel sorry for yourself too much longer. But I wouldn't be walking around, you know, feeling too good about ourselves, obviously, after this one. This one should hurt, and it should hurt till tomorrow afternoon for sure.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, their loss tonight, 54-53 to Fort Hays State. And at the half of the men's matchup, it's a 35-21 game. Hays with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State men. We'll come back and look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State at the half, trailing Fort Hays State 35-21. As we look at some of the statistics here for Northwest Missouri State, a rough first half. They ended up shooting from the field just 30%, 6 of 20. And for the three-point range, they were 1 of 5 from three-point range. At the free throw line, 8 of 9 for 89%. Northwest out-rebounded by 2 in the first half, 14-12. Turnover situation, 10 turnovers for Northwest, Fort Hays State with 8. Fort Hays State taking advantage of the turnovers. They score 14 points off of Bearcat turnovers. Northwest at Jeff 7 points off of turnovers. Fort Hays State also 14 points in the paint compared to Northwest with 8. And for Fort Hays State, they were 52% from the field, 13 of 25. 5 of 9 from 3-point range for 55% and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And Fort Hays State had 3 players in double figures, all with 10 points apiece. Lance Russell, along with Craig Nicholson, and also Dwayne Brunson, all with 10 points apiece. In Northwest, no one in double figures. 7 points for Dylan Starzl to lead the way. 6 points for Grant Kozad, 5 for D'Angelo Haley, all 5 of Haley's points coming from the free throw line, and then 3 points for Alex Sullivan. But again, Northwest Missouri State trailing at halftime as they're down 35-21. And don't forget, the Bearcats will be back here on Saturday afternoon. They've got Washburn coming to town. The women will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. We'll have the broadcast of both beginning at 1:10 with our pregame on Saturday afternoon. Again, here at the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing 35-21. We'll be back, get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
And back at Bearcat Arena again, 35-21, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. 20 minutes left in this matchup here with the Bearcats down. And they've never led in this game. They trailed by as much as 16 in this contest. And just a tough first half for the Bearcats. There is one thing that is encouraging. It's the fact that Dylan Starzl got the start, his first action in 2.5 weeks after going down with that knee injury against Central Missouri on Saturday afternoon in Warrensburg, where he's trying to take a charge and just hurt his knee and just couldn't come back after that. And he's been trying to rehab that since then, and he's getting a chance to start and able to get some minutes in the first half here as he got a start and really have played fairly effective when he was out there. You can tell he's still hobbled by that injury, not quite as quick as he normally would be, but and he ended up playing 15 minutes out of the first half and doing a good job there. So Northwest Missouri State, again, trailing 35-21 as we're ready for a second half play. Coach Ben McCollum had his team in the locker room for a considerable amount of time. They're in at halftime and no chance to warm up for his squad as they get some more words at the sideline before coming out onto the court for the second half. Fort Hays State, coached by Mark Johnson, a 93 grad out of Pittsburgh State, and his 12th season coaching the Tigers, and he also played a couple years at Pittsburgh State as well. So he will send out onto the floor Rondell Mouget, who got into some early foul trouble, picked up a couple early fouls and didn't play a lot in that first half, a 7-foot senior out of Trinidad and Tobago. He's in the lineup along with Conjusta, Nicholson, Russell, and also on the floor Brunson for Fort Hays State. And for the Cats, as they will inbound, go from our right to our left. Wallace will give it to Haley. Haley between the circles, back to Wallace. Goes Adam Starzl on the floor with Sullivan, and it goes low for Starzl. Kicks it back out front for Wallace. Top of the key three is good. As Matt Wallace knocks down his first bucket of the game, it's a 35-24 contest. Northwest Missouri State trailing Fort Hays State, but Wallace knocking down a three to start this half. Out to the top of the key, Nicholson. Looks off the right side for Mouget out front. The big 7-footer guarded by Starzl. Hands off for Conjusta at the top of the key. Looks off the right side. Finds Russell. Russell at the top in a double team. Little right side for Mouget. Trying to go for Brunson. Knocked away by Sullivan. Picked up by Haley. And his dribble is knocked away from behind by Brunson. Controlled by Nicholson. Back left side, Conjusta. The three on the way. Rattles around. Out in the rebound, Northwest. Cats playing with a lot more intensity to start this half than what they had in the first half. 35-24, Northwest Missouri State trailing Fort Hays State. Wallace will hand off to Haley between the circles. Looks left side and finds Wallace out of a trap out front. Pulls up, gets called for a travel. Mouget came over along with Nicholson for that trap. And the travel violation will give it to Fort Hays State.
Coach McCollum feeling he was pushed into the travel, but will not get the call.
35-24, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Out to the top of the key, Nicholson. Looks left side, Brunson on the perimeter, guarded by Kozad. Now to Conjusta, top of the key. On the left side, Russell on the wing, the three on the way, good. Takes it over Haley. Russell knocks down the three, and it's now 38-24 lead for Fort Hays State. Wallace out front, looks left side on the wing, and gets it to Sullivan. Right side for Haley. Now to Sullivan, left side. Bounce pass, low left for Kozad. He's double-teamed, kicks it left side, Sullivan. Cross-court right, Haley sets up, wants the three. Nothing but net. D'Angelo Haley knocks down his first three of the game. 8 points total. His other 5 points coming at the free throw line. It's now a 38-27 game, Northwest trailing.
Russell, who was defending Haley, went down to help and double-teamed down on the block, and good ball movement. Got it back out to Haley in time before Russell could recover.
Conjusta out left side, dribbles, pulls up. Long bounce pass, baseline left for Mouget. Now finds Russell cutting through the lane, scoops the layup up, misses a rebound in the lane, controlled by Kozad for Northwest. Will not give it up. Had a couple players reach in, but he had it cradled very well and gets it away to Wallace. Wallace across the timeline. Northwest down 38-27. Wallace to the baseline and knocks the ball loose. Is picked up by Mouget. Mouget on the break, left side Conjusta, drives, lays it up and in. So the fast break will give the layup to Fort Hays State. And we have a stoppage here briefly as Lance Russell will come over to the sideline and Carson Conradi into the ballgame.
It's almost like he had a contact fold up and is causing him some problems in his left eye.
That is a painful situation if that indeed is what happened there. 40-27, Northwest Missouri State trails. Wallace into the front court right side. Bounce pass out front for Haley. Drives on Conradi down the lane. A little runner blotted Swatted away, picked up by Starzl. A ball fake went up with a shot and was fouled inside. And this will go on Dwayne Brunson. That'll be number three on Brunson. And this will get Starzl to the line. It's a pretty big foul there. Brunson, a guy who really hurt Northwest a week ago and is on the verge of doing that again this week. He's already in double figures with 10. Starzl going to the free throw line. He has 3 of 3 at the line this evening. 7 points total. Just anxiously waiting for the ball to be handed to him. Now eyes the bucket. Free throw is too hard. Lance Russell back in the game. And Dwayne Brunson goes to the sideline. 6'8 junior from Kearney, Missouri. Dylan Starzl back to the line. 40-27 Northwest trails. And second free throw. Good. So 40-28 game. Northwest down. Long way to go in this one. Just over 17 minutes left. Nicholson into the front court between the circles. Looking at Northwest man-to-man defense. Left side Russell. As Kozad gives him some room. Now Kanjusa. Left side for Conrad. He throws it away. Picked up by Kozad. Intended for Russell. And the ball overthrown. Picked up by Northwest. Kozad at the top of the key. Looks at a 2-3 zone out of Fort Hays State. Left side Sullivan. Out front right side Wallace. Now on the right wing, Haley. Wallace top of the key. Free throw line for Kozad. Down the line he goes. A little right-handed push shot. Won't go. Keeps the ball alive. Sullivan into left corner for Haley. A 3 on the way off the front of the rim. Ball batted up in the air by Starzl. Controlled by Conradi for Fort Hays State. Now to Nicholson. Through the lane and a drive. And a whistle. And we're going to call a block on Wallace. Not a popular call here at Bearcat Arena. Wallace picks up his second foul. And that will be Tyler Funk into the game. Funk will come in and take the place of Dylan Starzl. Each team with a team foul in this second half. Nicholson inbound out front for the 7-footer Mujer. Hands off to Kanjusta at the top of the key. Bounce pass right side. Russell. Into a double team to Mujer on the give and go. Now baseline left finds Conradi. Drives, lays it up, won't go. And the rebound tapped out by Mujer. He'll pick up the foul. Reaches over, he shakes his head. Yes, as he knew he was the one going to get called on that one. That's his third foul. Andrew Victoria in the game. And Rendell Mujer goes to the sideline.
That's the second time a foul call against Mujer. He's shaking his head yes in agreement. You rarely, rarely see that out of a basketball player these days.
And we didn't see that out of him last week.
No.
40-28, Northwest trails. Free throw line is punked. Down the lane he goes. Drives on Victoria. Lays it up and in. Nice job by the Bearcats recognizing they had a pretty good matchup with Funk on that. Victoria's been hobbled by that knee injury. Funk was able to drive the lane, get the layup, and draw the foul.
And that's one of the reasons why they tell you to use the left hand on the left side, because it kept the ball far enough away from the outstretched hand of Victoria that Funk was able to get it up and around the rim.
And it's a three-point trip down the floor as he knocks down the free throw. Northwest cut it to single digits now. It's a 40-31 game, Cats trailing. Been down by as much as 16 in this game. Now a 9-point game. Into the front court, left side Nicholson. Top of the key. Looks left side. Victoria out front on the perimeter, guarded by Kozad. Now to Kanjusta. Off that right side, being pressured by Sullivan. With the dribble, the timeline, hands off, and gets it on the left side for Nicholson. Nicholson out between the circles with the dribble, with 12 on the shot clock. Lost the handle on the dribble. Sullivan dives after the ball, scoops it to Funk, and Northwest will get the turnover. Now to Wallace, pushes it with a long chest pass right side for Haley on the wing. Didn't have the number, slows it up. Funk at the free throw line. Looks and brings it out to Wallace as the Cats will set up the offense. Cats down by 9 off the left side, Wallace. Northwest has never led in this game. Wallace between the circles with the dribble. The shot clock's at 14. Dribbles off the right side. Between the legs with the dribble. Bounce pass top the key for Funk. Guarded by Conradi. Bounce pass low right for Kozad. Spins and misses the shot as he spun around Victoria, but couldn't get it to fall. Victoria with the rebound. Allen Nicholson to the left wing to Victoria top of the key. Right side can juice it. As he dribbles out front, whistle and a foul away from the ball coming up. This will go on Tyler Funk. That'll be his first gun call for a push. Got a break in the action as well. 14:51 left in the game. It's Fort Hays State 40, Northwest 31. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.northwest.org. nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest down by 9, 40-31 with 14:51 left in the game. And for the Cats, Connor Crooker checking into the lineup. D'Angelo Haley to the sideline. Northwest with Sullivan, Crooker, Kozad, Funk, and Wallace. Conradi to inbound, trying to go alley-oop inside, and it's tipped away by Kozad. Goes out of bounds as it goes off the fingertips of Lance Russell. Kozad did a very good job defending that long inbound pass, trying to go underneath, and they get it to Russell. 40-31, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Cats trying to cut into what was a 16-point deficit. It's down to 9 as Wallace takes it across the timeline left. Out front, dribbles right side, pulls up. Back left side, Sullivan open on the wing. The three on the way, good. Alex Sullivan knocks down his second three of the game, and it's a 40-34 contest. Northwest getting back in this one. Into the front court off the left side, Craig Nicholson. Dribbles to the left wing, to the top of the key. Bounce pass, right side, Conjusa cutting to the bucket, misses the layup, gets his rebound, and a whistle and a foul. This one will go against Northwest inside. I think Funk getting called for. Tyler picks up his second foul. Wayne Brunson playing with three fouls back into the game as Carson Conradi goes to the sideline. Fort Hays State inbounds, baseline right. Nicholson getting ready to trigger. Does. Gets it to Russell, baseline right. Up with the shot, blocked away by Kozad, and then they call a foul on Grant. That'll be his second foul. And this will get Fort Hays State and Lance Russell to the free throw line.
It's a frustrating play there because Kozad doing exactly what he's coached to do there, but called for a foul.
Free throw by Russell. Hits the front of the rim and out. Lance Russell, pretty good free throw shooter, 76% on the year. He's got 13 points this evening, including 3 three-pointers. Second free throw, nothing but in. So 41-34 game, Northwest trails. Just over 14 minutes left in the contest. Wallace into the front court right side, picked up by Nicholson. Bounce pass, top of the key, Funk. They give him a little room as Brunson picks him up. Bounce pass in the lane, gets it to Kozad. Spins around, Victoria misses the shot, better whistle and a foul inside. And this one will go on Victoria, Fort Hays State, and he's not happy about that. That's his fourth foul, getting Kozad to the line. And fortunately for Grant, couldn't get the shot to fall off the glass, but a nice pivot going right around Victoria. Kozad, the sophomore out of Kearney. 6 points all coming in the first half. Eyes the bucket, and the free throw is good. Marty Wendell into the ballgame for Victoria, and Sullivan to the sideline for Northwest as Haley re-enters. 41-35, Northwest Missouri State trailing. 14:03 left in the game. Kozad trying to cut into the lead. Second free throw. Too hard. Rebound for Haley. He'll bring it back out, and Northwest sets up the offense. Haley, low left side in the blocks for Kozad. Turns, faces the buckets, and the ball stripped out of his hands by Brunson, and is controlled by Russell for Fort Hays State. Time Kozad brought the ball down a little too low. Brunson had a chance to slap it away. 41-35, Northwest down. Brunson at the elbow, through the lane on the right side, up to the shot, won't go. Rebound Brunson, knocked out of his hands by Kozad, picked up by Kirker for Northwest. Connor across the timeline, into the front court with the pass for Wallace. Out of Kirker off the left side, back to Wallace. Man-to-man out of Fort Hays State. They switch from the man to a 2-3 zone throughout this game. Pass, pass. Funk at the top of the key. Looks right side for Haley. Wants the three on the wing off the front of the rim. Rebound chased in the corner by Wendell for Fort Hays State. 41-35, Northwest down. Wendell left side, Russell on the wing. Out front for Conjusta. He Brings it back to Russell. Left side three over Haley. Rims around, out, rebound inside, and it's Tyler Funk clearing it away as he fought his way in to get the rebound. Gives it to Wallace. He'll take it across midcourt. 12:57 left. Northwest down 41-35. Wallace with the dribble to the left wing. Crossover dribble gets a screen by Cosette as he dribbles right, whistling a foul. This one will come up on Fort Hays State, and Marty Wendell will get called for the foul. That's his first.
We saw Fort Hays State hit their first four three-point attempts of the ball game. In the second half, they're just one of three to start the half.
End of the game for Northwest. Williams, Sullivan, and Starzl as Cozad, Crooker, and Wallace take a break. Wallace into the front court. Dribbling right side. Brings it out front for Funk. Funk trying to look in. Nothing there. Now finds Sullivan on the left. Guarded by Conjusta. Dribbles out front. Crossover right for Williams with 18 on the shot clock. Now to Funk on the right wing. Out front for Williams. Left side for Haley. Now to 10 on the shot clock as Haley takes it out near the timeline. Goes one-on-one with Russell. Through the lane. Pulls up. Shot from 12 off the left side off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Nicholson for Fort Hays State. On the fast break. It's a two-on-three break. Nicholson pulls up in the lane. Takes the jumper and hits it. Nicholson with 12 points, 43-35, Fort Hays State in front. Sullivan into the front court right side on the wing. Now to Williams for Northwest. Dribbles out near the scorer's table, now out near the timeline. Northwest trying to spread out this Fort Hays State defense. Williams dribbling between the circles, now goes right side. As Northwest goes from their right to their left in the second half, to Funk lost the handle on the dribble as he went down the lane, and a foul coming up on Fort Hays State. This will go on Wendell. That'll be his second. Conrad into the game. Brunson to the sideline for the Tigers. That's the sixth team foul on Fort Hays State. Williams inbound baseline left. Looks to trigger it in. And gets it out front. Chased down by Haley near the timeline. Top of the key. Drives the lane. As he drives, reaching in, a tie-up with Nicholson. Haley Nicholson tied up, and possession arrow will give it to Fort Hays State.
Cash just not taking good care of the basketball tonight, and I don't mean by like throwing it away, but on dribbles, on holding the ball, they're just not paying attention to the fact that there's other defenders out there, and we've seen several times where Hayes has just reached in and been able to make a play, just like Nicholson did there, sliding down on the help side.
43-35, Fort Hays State in front. Nicholson hooks the pass left side, Conradi on the wing. He'll take it to the top of the key. Hands off to Conjusta between the circles. Now to Nicholson, left wide open. Will drive the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Someone missed an assignment that time as Nicholson had an easy drive to the bucket. 10-point game once again. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. Haley into the front court. Looks left side for Williams. Cross court right side, Sullivan. Pulls up on the wing. Bounce pass low right for Starzl. Trying to post up on Rundell. Fadeaway jumper. Rolls in. Starzl got it to fall. He goes into double figures with 10 and a timeout. 45-37. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest as the Bearcats want the timeout. We'll be back and have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Governor Jay Nixon visited Northwest Missouri State University to discuss how his plans to provide Missouri's colleges and universities with additional performance-based funding will expand opportunities for students and ensure taxpayer incentives yield the best possible returns. During the visit, he praised Northwest, which recently achieved all five benchmarks within the funding model. As a result, Governor Nixon's budget proposes more than $1.2 million in additional funding for Northwest Missouri State University.
45-37, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest has never led in this game. They've trailed by as many as 16 points. They pulled within 7. Now 45-37 game here as Fort Hays State has the lead.
basically what you want to do is each media timeout, you want to be a little bit closer to Hayes than you were the previous media timeout and try to cut into that lead. And inside the last 5 minutes, give yourself a chance to win.
Nicholson will handle the point duties for the Tigers. He'll take it from our left to our right, met at midcourt by Wallace for Northwest. Off the left side on the wing with the pass confused to Conradi. Now trying to give it to Russell. Cutting to the bucket off the right side has the layup. 16 points for Russell, and it's a 10-point game once again. Into the front court. Wallace dribbles off the right side. To the top of the key. Finds Crooker. Guarded by Conradi. Bounce pass to the right side. For Starzo. Spins around. Gets it to fall. A nice spin move past Wendell. And Dylan Starzo with the roll on the rim. Had it fall down. He now has 12 points. And it's a 47-39 game. Northwest trailing. Right side Conradi to the baseline. Spins on Crooker. In a double team up the shot. Blocked away by Starzl. Out front for Sullivan. Tip to Crooker. Crooker back to Sullivan on the fast break. Lays it up. Won't go. The fight for the rebound on the baseline. Saved inbounds by Russell. Picked up by Nicholson for Fort A-State on the fast break. Left side Conjusta wants the three on the room. Wing won't go. Conradi fighting for the rebound. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Breaking the action. 9:53 left in the game. Fort A-State 47. Northwest 39. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
47-39, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. 9:53 left in the game. Matt, every time Northwest tries to get a little bit of momentum, a little bit of a run going here, Fort Hays State comes back with a quick bucket the other end.
Yeah, and, you know, Nicholson again seems to be leading the charge when things are going well for Fort Hays State like he has here the last couple of minutes.
And he's just a freshman. 47-39, Northwest down. Freshman for the Bearcats, Connor Crooker into the front court with the dribble right side, into the right corner for Wallace. Trying to go low with it for Starzl, brings it back out for Crooker, left side for Sullivan. On the left wing, out front for Wallace. Right wing pass for Crooker. Cross court left side for Wallace. Inside for Kozad. Trying to dump it low for Starzo. Will go out of bounds. It was touched by Muse, I believe, out of bounds. So Northwest Missouri State will inbound. Right now, Northwest going with Kozad and Starzo both inside. Muse and is in the game now. The seven-footer for Fort Hays State. Kozad out front left side. Gets it to Wallace. Trying to spin at the free throw line. Ball knocked loose by Nicholson and is controlled by Muse. His outlet is punched out front and picked up by Conjusta. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses the layup. Brunson following it. Won't go. And the rebound now to Kozad for Northwest. Allet to Wallace. Wallace on the break into the front court. Right side for Crooker. Bounce pass. Finds Starzl. Lays it up and in off the right side. Cats working the transition game to perfection that time. And it's a 6-point game. Northwest Missouri State the closest they've been since early in the game. On the left side, Conjusta to Muse between the circles. Right side, Russell. Throws it away. Wanted to go to Conjusta. It cut toward the elbow off of the left side. Pass goes out of bounds and will belong to Northwest. 8:46 left. Northwest down 47-41. Conjusta to the sideline. And Conradi back into the ball game for Fort Hays State. Wallace across midcourt from our right to our left. Picked up by Nicholson out front. Drives past him into the right baseline. Gets it to Kozad. Kozad out front left for Crooker. Now to Wallace. Getting a pick by Starzl. Brings it out front. Cross court right side for Crooker. And a bump foul out front. And a foul. Lance Russell will get called for the foul. That'll be his first. Northwest down by 6. They fell behind early in this one. A couple of threes right off the start had Fort Hays State out to a 6-0 lead. And the Tigers have never looked back, but Northwest has cut it back to a six-point game. Crooker at the line, 1-1 opportunity, knocks down the first, now a five-point contest. Connor Crooker with his first point of the game. 47-42, Northwest Missouri State trails.
One of the officials just had a word with Matt Wallace, not sure what that was about.
Second free throw is good. So Connor Crooker knocks both down. And it's a 47-43 game. Northwest trying to fight their way back. They were down by 16 in the first half. 8:20 left in the game here. Nicholson on the right side on the wing. Through the lane. Drives on Wallace and a bump here and a foul. And this one will go on to Matt Wallace. That'll be his third foul. 47-43 Northwest down. Nicholson inbound baseline right. Looks to inbound, gets it to Russell, takes the jumper from 7 right side, knocks it down, nothing but net. Lance Russell with 18 points, 49-43, Northwest trailing. Wallace between the circles for Northwest, looking man-to-man defense out of the Tigers, dribbles right side. Now top of the key for Crooker. Crooker, bounce pass, finds Starzl, baseline right, now out front for Wallace, takes the jumper off the right side, the rebound inside for Brunson and Fort Hays State. Alec goes to Nicholson. Nicholson, stutter step drive through the lane. Gets caught up in the air. Dishes to Brunson, trailing on the play at the free throw line. Right side is Russell on the wing. Joining the circles. Dribbles out front near the timeline. Hands off to Nicholson as Fort Hays State spreads out the offense. They've got a 49-43 lead with 7:33 left in the game. Nicholson hops to the top of the key. Through the lane. Runner on the way. Forces it. Misses it. And then Starzl with the rebound for Northwest.
And that was a freshman mistake there by Nicholson. That was a terrible shot.
Wallace top the key. Left side Crooker. Low left side for Kozad. Trying to take it into lane and a reach around foul by Dwayne Brunson. That's number 4 on Brunson with 7:17 left in the game. Eighth team foul on Fort Hays State, so free throws coming for Grant Kozad. And 1-1 opportunity. Funk and Haley in for Northwest as Starzl and Sullivan goes to the sideline. Also on Marty Wendell back into the game and Dwayne Brunson to the sideline. Goes out at the line for 1-1 opportunity. He's 1 of 2 from there this evening. 49-43, Northwest Missouri State down. Sophomore from Kearney eyes the bucket free throw. Good. Nothing to net. 49-44, Northwest trying to get back in this one. Now the free throw coming to the 6'8 sophomore. Dribbles 3 times, spins the ball. Eyes the bucket. The rainbow's good. And he's got 9 points. 49-45, Northwest down. Caps within 4 here as Nicholson will take it across the timeline. Dribbles left. Finds Conradi on the left wing. Out to Wendell between the circles. Right side for Russell. Bearcat fans beginning to make some noise. And inside whistle and a foul coming up. And it looks like this will go against Northwest underneath the bucket. Let's go on D'Angelo Haley. That'll be his first foul. 6th team foul on Northwest. Nicholson inbound baseline left as Conjusta back into the ball game and Muse to the sideline. So Fort Hays State going much shorter now. Inbound to Conradi on the left wing, chased by Haley. Hands off to Nicholson. Nicholson on the left. Wants to take it top of the key. Into the right corner with the pass for Russell. He takes it in the lane, kicks it back left side, but as he does, gets called for the charge. Sliding over is Kozad, who takes the charge, and the foul will come up on Russell, his second. 49-45, Northwest down, but trying to come back in this one.
Good thinking there by Kozad. He knew that Russell was going to be a little out of control the way he was coming into the lane, and even though that wasn't a shot attempt, Kozad got himself in position.
Northwest will take it from our right to our left as Kozad will inbound to Wallace. And for Fort Hays State, they drop in a 2-3 zone this trip down. Right side goes to Crooker to the free throw line. Funk down the lane he goes. Kicks it to Crooker into the right corner. Takes the three. Knocks it down. Connor Crooker with a three from the right corner. His 11th of the season, and it's a one-point game. Northwest has cut a 16-point lead down to 1 with 6.5 minutes left in the game. Nicholson out between the circles, dribbles left side, down the lane, cut off by Kozad, and double team pivots around it, reverse layup off the right side is good. That's a heck of a pivot by Nicholson. moving out of that double team and getting the shot off the right side. And a timeout. Fort Hays State wants a timeout. 6:19 left. It's a 51-48 contest. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylevilleGlassAndLock.com.
6:19 left in the game, 51-48, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. Across the timeline, Matt Wallace, Kirker, Funk, Haley, and Cozad on the floor for the Cats. Bounce pass free throw line for Funk. Bounce pass low into the line for Cozad. Spins left into the lane. Won't go. Funk crashing the board. It goes off him out of bounds. So Northwest again trailing 51-48 after being down by 16 right back in this game. Just under 6 minutes left. Into the front court. Left side Nicholson to the top of the key. Gives it to Conradi on the right wing. Out front with the dribble. Chased by Wallace, hands off to Conjusta. He'll take it between the circles as they work a weave out front. Nicholson now with the top of the key. Sets up, wants a fadeaway three over Haley. Rattles around and out. Rebound tipped out front, Conradi. And it goes left side for Russell. Left side for Nicholson. 5.5 minutes left. Northwest down 51-48. Crossover dribble by Nicholson to the right wing. Conradi on the right side with it. Bounce pass to Ben Conjusta between the circles. Right side for Russell. Guarded by the freshman, Kirker. Now between the circles, Nicholson. 12 on the shot clock. 5:14 left in the game. Through the lane, Nicholson forces the shot. The rebound off the glass, pulled away by Northwest in Grant Cozad. Outlet goes to Wallace. Wallace into the front court right side to Cozad trailing. Now to Wallace. Northwest setting up the offense. Looks right side, gets it to Kirker. Free throw line, Funk. Down the lane on that 2-3 zone, forces the pass intended for Cozad, picked up by Andrew Victoria for Fort Hays State. 51-48, Northwest Missouri State down.
That's 17 turnovers in the game for Northwest.
Across the timeline, Nicholson, as the Tigers will slow things up. We've got three players along the baseline. And now just dribbling out near the timeline is Nicholson, letting the shot clock go down. 4.5 minutes left in the game, shot clock at 10. Right side, Russell. Russell, going on the right wing, wants the three over Funk, won't go, rebound Haley for Northwest, he clears it out, it's a 1-on-3 break, Haley down the lane, to the bucket, lays it up, in, and a foul, they'll count the bucket, the freshman Nicholson sliding over, trying to defend on the play, picks up the block, that is his first foul of the game, and D'Angelo Haley will go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point chip down the floor. But before he does, we've got a break in the action with 4:15 left. The Cats back within one. It's Fort Hays State 51, Northwest 50. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Back at Bearcat Arena, a 1-point game. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest, 51-50. But D'Angelo Haley will go to the free throw line with a chance to tie this game up. As he was fouled off a fast break, got the layup to fall, fouled by Craig Nicholson. And Haley at the line. D'Angelo, 5 of 6 at the line this evening. Eyes the bucket. Free throw off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Sullivan goes off Sullivan out of bounds. So Haley unfortunately misses the free throw. And Cats still trail. Down by one, 51-50. Pulled within one on a couple of occasions here in the second half after being down by 16 in the first half. 4:09 left. Into the front court, left side, the freshman Nicholson dribbles left side. Pulls up and goes high post for Brunson off the left. Into the right corner, Conradi, a long 3-2, hard rebound, Wallace for Northwest. And he'll gallop across midcourt right side. Fort Hays State back on defense and back to man-to-man defense. They've shown a little bit of 2-3 zone tonight. Out between the circles is Wallace. Finds Haley between the circles now, guarded by Conradi. Left side for Sullivan on the wing. Out front finds Wallace. 15 on the shot clock, 3:27 left in the game. Front of the scorer's table, Wallace dribbles with 7 on the shot clock. To the top of the key, left side, Sullivan on the wing, takes the 3. Too hard, long rebound at the free throw line, Nicholson for Fort Hays State. Cats can't quite get over the hump here, down by 1, 51-50. 3:19 left and a timeout, Fort Hays State. So breaking the action, 3:18 left in the game. It's Fort Hays State, 51, Northwest 50. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 51-50, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. The Tigers will inbound on the far side at midcourt as Fort Hays State goes from our left to our right in the second half. Northwest coming back from a 16-point deficit in the first half. Nicholson now top the key for Fort Hays State. Goes free throw line, bounce pass, baseline. Russell drives, misses the shot, blocked away by Haley, comes away with it. D'Angelo on the fast break, into the front court, dribbles right side, slows up. Has the Tigers back on defense. Now to Wallace between the circles. Cats with, again, a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Puck out front. Has the ball knocked loose, dives after it, controls it, and a whistle and a timeout. When diving after the ball with Lance Russell, had control of it, calls the timeout while on the floor. And Northwest will have the ball after a break. 51-50. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. 51-50, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest as the Cats inbound following the timeout. Wallace will take it off the right side, guarded by Nicholson. Bounce pass out front for Funk at the free throw line now. Pivots, goes low post, trying to force the bounce pass, and it's knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Trying to go low with it for Starzl as he checks in during the break. He's guarded by Rendell Musée. Starzl at 6'8", and Musée the 7-footer. Northwest inbound off the baseline right, as Wallace getting ready to inbound. There's 12 seconds on the shot clock. A couple officials coming over to confer here. And now we're ready to go. Wallace to inbound. Looks to get the inbound. Does to Starzl at the free throw line. Left side for Sullivan. Sullivan in a double team out. Front goes cross court right side for Wallace. Now to Funk. Baseline right for Starzl. Post up with the shot. Won't go. Fight for the rebound by Haley underneath the bucket. Clears it away. Lobs it out front. Gets it to Wallace. 2:27 left in the game. Still a 1-point contest. Northwest down 51-50. Wallace on the left side to the top of the key. Dribbles right. Cross court left side for Sullivan. The three on the way. It's good! Lance Sullivan gives the Bearcats the lead.
Sullivan just not thinking tonight. He's just shooting the basketball, and it's going down for him.
His third three of the game. He's got 9 points, and Northwest up 53-51, their first lead of the game. They're down by 16 in the first half. Out front, a three by Nicholson is good, and Fort Hays State regains the lead. Nicholson knocks down a three out front. He's got 19 points tonight, and it's a 54-53 lead. The Tigers in front of the Bearcats, and a timeout with 1:55 left. Northwest Missouri State down by one. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
54-53, Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. 1:55 left in the game. Cats had a brief lead to Matt Gwinner before Nicholson came down and knocked down another huge three for Fort Hays State.
I'll tell you what I like most about this Nicholson kid is he's made a lot of big plays in the two games that we have seen, and he's not one of those guys to pump it, beat his chest and pump himself up. He just makes the plays and goes on to the next play. He just sticks with it. I really like to see that in this time and age where so many guys call so much attention to themselves after hitting a shot. A lot of times, unnecessarily, he just makes the plays and then keeps on going.
He's just a freshman for Fort Hays State and really probably the best freshman in the conference this year. Inbound for Northwest, down by one, 54-53. Wallace will walk it across the timeline for the Cats. Looking at man-to-man defense. Picked up by Nicholson. Hands off to Haley out between the circles. Now to Wallace in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Dribbles out front. Gets a screen by Starzl. Pulls up. Goes baseline right for Funk. Goes low now for Starzl. Spins in the lane over Musée. Shot is good. Dylan Starzl with 16 points. Gives Northwest the one-point lead, 55-54. 1:29 left. Nicholson into the front court left side. Guarded by Wallace. Takes it top of the key. Dribbles right side, backpedals with it. Now down the lane, drives up with a shot over Starzl and good. Greg Nicholson, the freshman, taking over the game for Fort Hays State. It's a one-point Tiger lead, 56-55. Wallace into the front court now for Northwest as the Tigers go into a 2-3 zone. Left side is Funk. Out front for Sullivan, back to Funk on the left wing with 57 seconds left. Free throw line, Wallace right side to Sullivan, another three, this time off the front of the rim. No, Conradi with the rebound, knocked it loose by Sullivan who chased it, and then we got a hill ball underneath. And they're going to say the ball belongs to Northwest as Conradi had control of it, was on the baseline. So Northwest will inbound, baseline left, 49.5 seconds left, down by one, 56-55. Northwest lost by one to Fort Hays State 1 week ago in Hays. Trying to return the favor tonight. Quick inbound left side for Haley off the glass. No, and a foul. And this one coming up on Fort Hays State. Musée will get called for the foul. That's number four as they got the quick inbound to Haley cutting the bucket off the left side. Immediately went up with a shot and was fouled by the seven-footer Rendell Musée.
I don't know what Coach Johnson just got a warning. I don't know what he's complaining about. That was about as obvious of a call as we've seen in this game tonight.
Haley going to the free throw line. He is 5 of 7 from there this evening. Free throw on the way. Good. So D'Angelo ties the game up at 56 with 47.8 seconds left. He's 8 to the sideline. And for Fort Hays State, they'll be going with Brunson, Russell, Conjusta, Conradi, and Nicholson. Now Starzl for the Cats goes to the bench. Bryson Williams into the ballgame. Northwest with Williams, Sullivan, Haley, Wallace, and Funk. Back of the line, Haley. Trying to give the Bearcats the lead. Free throw on the way. Rims out right. And the rebound pulled down by Russell as he falls to four. Foul coming up on Northwest.
Yeah, so, now we've got the most obvious call in the game.
Yes.
Lance Sullivan topped the one by Musée there just a second ago.
Sullivan picks up his second foul. That's the seventh team foul. So 1-1 at the other end for Fort Hays State. Russell to the bench. Starzl back in for Northwest with 46.3 seconds left. We're tied at 56. 1-1 opportunity for Russell, who is 1 of 2 from the line tonight. Russell, a 76% shooter on the air. Sight, shoots, and hits. And he's got 19 points. A one-point Fort Hays State lead, 57-56. Another free throw on the way by Russell, and that one is good. So now a two-point lead for the Tigers, 58-56. 45 seconds left in the game. Haley, left side for Northwest. Out front for Wallace. So, clock's now at 39 seconds left in the game. 27 on the shot clock. Wallace, right side, pulls up, goes low post, intended for Starzl, ball out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds, I believe, by Conradi as they tried to go low with it for Starzl in the blocks. Trying to post up with Rundell. Muse is back into the game. 2-point lead for Fort Hays State. Quick inbound to Starzl. It's picked up by Haley now. Forces the shot. Rims around and out. And the rebound Russell inside for Fort Hays State. Gets it to Conradi, who is immediately fouled by Sullivan, stopping the clock with 25.9 seconds left. And Northwest down by 2, 58-56. Number 3 on Sullivan. Eighth team foul on the Bearcats. Conradi going to the free throw line. He's an 87% shooter. This Fort Hays State team, pretty good shooting team at the free throw line. They're fourth in the conference on the year at 74.8% at the line. Connor Crooker in as Tyler Funk goes to the sideline for Northwest.
Well, the Cats got some help late in the game against Northeastern State with some missed free throws. They're going to need some of that help here as well.
Conradi shooting a 1-1, knocks down the first one. Now 59-56 game, Fort Hays State in front. Carson Conradi, a junior out of Spiritville, Kansas. Second free throw is good. So he knocks down two big free throws for the Tigers, and it's a 4-point game. Northwest Missouri State down. Crooker into the front court for Northwest. Looks at a 2-3 zone. Top of the key, left side, Haley on the wing. Takes it to the baseline. And a little runner on the left side. Good. Nothing but net. As D'Angelo Haley got it to fall. It's a 2-point game. Now with 16.9 seconds left, the Bearcats call a timeout. Northwest trailing 60-58.
Yeah, and the Cats still going to need that help at the other end. Unless they can get a steal on the inbound, which obviously is the goal. But if they don't get that steal and send them to the line, they're going to need at least one miss from the free throw line. You can't see this game stretched to two possessions this late in the ball game. You got to keep it a one possession ball game. So either a steal or on the inbound pass here or on the foul, we need to see at least one missed free throw.
Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Fort Hays State in front of Northwest. Northwest trailed by 16 in the first half, came back, and they had a brief lead here in the second half after fighting their way back with Fort Hays State. Getting some big buckets. Craig Nicholson with a big three late in the ball game. And for Northwest, they come out of the timeout. They go on defense. Wallace, Haley, Sullivan, Funk, and Crooker on the floor. Fort Hays State to inbound as Craig Nicholson will inbound. Again, 16.9 seconds left. Nicholson looks the inbound and gets the inbound off the left side. It goes to Russell, who's double-teaming the corner. Gets an outlet to Kanjusta as he tries to dribble out into the backcourt. Is fouled, stopping the clock with 12.5 seconds left. Ninth team foul on Northwest. Funk will pick up the foul. That's his third ninth team foul. And to the free throw line, Ben Kanjusta. And he's a 90% shooter at the line. 27-30 on the season. It's his first trip there this evening. 2-point game. Northwest trailing 60-58. Kanjusta's first free throw is good. Muse in. Brunson to the sideline for Fort Hays State. So Kanjusta at the free throw line will have his second free throw. It's a 3-point game. Fort Hays State 61, Northwest 58. Senior out, Sydney, Australia, back at the free throw line. Free throw is good, knocks them down. Now a 62-58 game, Northwest trailing. Crooker top of the key, left side with 7 seconds. Now to Sullivan, the three is on the way off the front of the rim. Fight for the board, loose into the lane. Crooker comes up with it, puts it off the glass. Good, and a foul. 2 seconds left in the game, and Connor Crooker will get a chance to go to the free throw line. Foul goes on Rundell Muse. And that is his fifth foul. Crooker going to the line after hitting the shot and has a chance to pull Northwest within one as they trail 62-60 with 2 seconds left.
Now the question here is, do you miss the free throw intentionally to get a chance at an offensive rebound?
Now Kozad and Starzl into the ballgame for Northwest. To the taller players for the Cats. Crooker toes the free throw line. He's only missed one free throw this season.
Coming in for Fort Hays, 15, Marty Wendell.
left-handed free throw shooter. Also, Marty Wendell into the game for Fort Hays State. Wendell is a 6'6 player lining up to try to get a rebound. So Northwest down by two. 2 seconds left in the game. Cricker's free throw on the way off the rim. Fight for the rebound whistle, and we have a foul or lane violation.
Well, D'Angelo Haley coming from out between the circles came in too quickly, got inside the three-point arc too quickly on that free throw attempt trying to crash the boards.
62-60, Northwest Missouri State trailing Fort Hays State. It was a one-point game last week with Fort Hays State winning.
They're going to make the clock, put it back up to 2 seconds flat because the clock should not have started.
So now Fort Hays State will inbound, looking at the full-court pressure out of the Bearcats. Just 2 seconds left. Nicholson to inbound. Gets the inbound to Russell, who's immediately fouled. North Thunder a second left in the game. Two-point contest. Northwest down 62-60. Kirker getting called for the foul. Last week it was a 59-58 decision for Fort Hays State. Fort Hays State leading 62-60 as Lance Russell will go to the free throw line. 1 second left in the game. Russell, a senior out of Wichita. Free throw is good.
This is where you got a home court disadvantage because if Northwest needs to put up a long three-quarter court shot, the rafters here at Bearcat Arena are not going to be too kind for an attempt like that. Like maybe some other places would give you some more room.
63-60, Fort Hays State in front. Second free throw is good. So it's a four-point game. And then now comes to Kirker. Kirker lofts it up and banks it, and it's close but bounds out. And the final score, it's Fort Hays State 64 and Northwest Missouri State 60. So the Cats came back from 16 points down in the first half, came back to take a brief lead in the second half, but couldn't hold on as the Tigers defeat the Bearcats for the second time in 7 days. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State coming up just short as they lose to Fort Hays State. 64-60, the final score. And these two teams went right down to the wire for the second time within a week in Magwater, but fortunate thing, Northwest coming up on the short side of both of those games.
Well, it's tonight, you know, it's just what we expected coming into the game for a while. I didn't know if we'd see it that way when Northwest got down big, but got to credit the Bearcats for fighting their way back. But, you know, how many times do we say it? Coming back from a double-digit deficit, especially in the second half, just uses up so much energy, makes it tough to win those ball games.
17 turnovers for Northwest. Fort Hays State had turned it over 15 times, but for Fort Hays State, they scored 21 points off of those turnovers, one of the keys to the game.
Yeah, obviously the biggest key to the ball game today.
And Northwest loses it 64-60 as Fort Hays State comes up with the win, and the Bearcats fall to 15-8 and 8-6 in the MIAA. Fort Hays State 16-6 and 10-4 in conference play. We'll be back, have the extra effort award and more for you on our postgame. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about athletic director Wren Baker's announcement of his resignation to take a position with the University of Memphis.
We're so very proud of Wren Baker. You know, when he came here, there was a lot going on, John, as you may remember. He officially started in February, but he and I started our work together in December of 2010. And, you know, in his time here, John, he's elevated a number of areas across Northwest, whether it be academic compliance and certainly internal operations, but you go beyond there to some external operations and revenue enhancing generation and really relationships throughout the Bearcat Nation family, and we're very thankful to Wren for all that he's done at Northwest. But, you know, bottom line is that he's being tapped for an excellent number two position at the University of Memphis, and it just illustrates his skill set and what he'll be able to bring to the table. At the same time, we're very thankful for Lori Hopkins, who will be serving as our interim athletic director as we move ahead in our search for our next successor. The timeline will be fairly rapid. You hate to overpromise and underdeliver, so I'll say let's underpromise and overdeliver. And when I say fairly rapid, I think they're already generating some interest out there. And we'll be posting here in the very near future, and then get a list of candidates, call those down, and bring an excellent AD to our athletic staff, and move forward.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking about athletic director Wren Baker's resignation.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State losing to Fort Hays State tonight, 64-60. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt, you look at a guy who's back in the lineup after missing a few games due to a knee injury. Dylan Starzl coming back out tonight and put together a pretty good performance.
Well, you do it taking as many minutes as possible out of him tonight, and if he got some points and some rebounds, that would have been great. But Starzl tonight ended up with 28 minutes tied for two other players for the team lead in minutes played tonight, finished with the team lead in scoring, 16 points. That was on 6 of 9 shooting, 4 of 5 at the free throw line, had a few rebounds and 3 block shots to go along with all that tonight. This on a night where anything would have been good, but leading the team was even better.
Dylan Starzl with their Extra Effort Award as we look at some of the other totals out of this one tonight. D'Angelo Haley had 13 points. He was 3 of 10 from the field, hit a three-pointer, and 6 of 9 at the free throw line. And for Haley, he pulled down 7 rebounds. Grant Kozad had 9 points tonight with 7 rebounds as well. 7 points for Connor Crooker coming off the bench. And then Alex Sullivan had 9 tonight, had 3 points for Matt Wallace, and had 3 points for Tyler Funk to round out the scoring for Northwest. Cats as a team shooting 40% from the field. They were 38% from 3-point range, 6 of 16, and 16 of 21 at the free throw line. Missed a couple key free throws down the stretch that would have made a bit of a difference as well. But again, shooting 76% from the free throw line. For Fort Hays State, they ended up shooting 44% from the field tonight, 22 of 50. They were red hot to start the game. They knocked down seven threes on the evening, 7 or 17 from there at the free throw line. Made the most of their trips to the line, 13 of 14 at the line, 93% shooting at the free throw line tonight for Fort Hays State. Rebounding totals fairly equal. Northwest with 30 and Fort Hays State with 29. Turnovers, only two turnovers a difference between the two teams. 17 for Northwest, 15 for Fort Hays State. But Fort Hays State really took advantage of those turnovers, scoring 21 points off those tonight.
Yep, that's the biggest number. And, you know, another thing to look at with Northwest, they were 6 of 20 in the first half shooting. Well, you think about that, 6 field goals in the first half. Hays was 4 of 4 on three-pointers alone in the first half. So that helps when you're trying to build out a big lead like Hays did.
And for Fort Hays State individually, they had three players in double figures. Lance Russell with 22 points. Also, Craig Nicholson had 21 tonight, including 3 of 4 from three-point range, and it seemed like the threes he hit were very timely threes tonight.
Well, they were timely, but just his controlling the basketball and controlling the basketball game and really late taking over the basketball game offensively for Fort Hays State was their biggest key.
He had three assists. He did have 5 turnovers tonight, but a couple of steals as well. Nicholson leading them IAA in assists per game, and good performance for the freshman out of Wichita. Dwayne Brunson held to just 10 points tonight after really killing the Bearcats a week ago.
Yeah, and, you know, that was good, but they had some other guys that stepped up tonight.
So, again, Northwest Missouri State comes up short, 64-60, the final score, as Fort Hays State defeats Northwest. We'll be back to have more for you on our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State loses to Fort Hays State tonight, 64-60. As we wait for Coach McCollum to join us here this evening, looking at, again, these totals, Northwest coming up on the short side of this score as they lose their third straight and fall to 15-8. They're 8-6 in MIAA play, while Fort Hays State improves to 16-6 and 10-4. And the conference. And Fort Hays State playing some pretty good basketball right now. Is coming off a win on a Saturday over Nebraska Kearney, 94-68. They'll play Nebraska Kearney again this upcoming Saturday as well. And for Fort Hays State, coming into this ball game, they'd won 4 in a row, now 5 in a row with tonight's victory. And they're at the top of the conference with Central Missouri and playing some pretty good basketball right now and coming up with 2 close wins over Northwest the last week, winning by 1 over the Bearcats at Hays, Kansas, and then winning by 4 here this evening to Northwest here at Bearcat Arena. So a couple of close ones, but Northwest not quite able to get over the hump and come up with a win. They were down by 16 in the first half this evening. Came back, had a lead on just a couple occasions very briefly late in the ball game, but Fort Hays State able to take the four-point win 64-60 as they defeat Northwest. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest's MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Along Mac Order, I'm John Coffey. As we wrap things up this evening from a tough night of basketball with Fort Hays State women winning by one over Northwest, 54-53, and the Northwest men falling by four, 64-60. A couple close ball games and exciting games. Unfortunately, Northwest just coming up a little bit short in both of those.
Yeah, and that's what makes the night even more frustrating, is that they were close ones like that. Close losses just always seem to hurt a little bit more.
And for Northwest, they'll face on the men's side a very hot team right now as well, and the Washburn Ichabods on Saturday afternoons. They're coming off an exciting win.
Yeah, a tough two-week stretch. I mean, you're only playing two different teams in two-week stretches, but you're hitting both of those teams in their hottest part of the season, so that's one of the downfalls to having to play the same teams two straight weeks.
Washburn in overtime defeating Missouri Western tonight 56-52. It'll be a tough task for both the men and women on Saturday afternoon. The Washburn Lady Blues, not only one of the top teams in the MIAA, but in the nation.
Yep, and you know, we just saw that a few days ago, so there's going to be pretty good memory of what went on last Saturday in Topeka and getting ready for this Saturday here in Maryville.
Well, the broadcast of both games Saturday afternoon, with the women's game to tip off at 1:30, the men at 3:30. Our broadcast begins at 1:10 with our pregame for the women. Again, Saturday afternoon as Northwest will host Washburn University. Here again this evening, a couple of losses for the Northwest women, losing to Fort Hays State 54-53, and the Northwest men falling 4 points short to Fort Hays State 64-60. My thanks to Matt Gorder here at Bearcat Arena, and also Brandon Travis, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.